Kevin Sorbo, sir, it is a pleasure to have you on the program this morning. Thank you for taking time for us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Kevin, I got to tell you, buddy, it's really an understatement to say, sir, that you are a legend, a hero, a larger-than-life screen figure for pop culture and fans across the world. Your career, really, buddy, has transcended on many levels. A lot of success on TV, starting with Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, all the way through to Captain Dylan Hunt on Gene Roddenberry's Andromeda. Your transition from TV to Hollywood, take me back in time a little bit. To 1993, how did you come to join up with Hercules, The Legendary Journeys?
You know, it was actually the typical audition process when I got that role. And when I say typical, it's just, you know, your agent, manager gives you a call, and they say, hey, we got this show, and, you know, they're going to shoot in New Zealand. And so I just went in to read for it. And they actually put me through 7 auditions over a 2-month period for that role. And I found out later they auditioned 2,800 actors in North America for the role of Hercules. So
unbelievable.
When I ultimately did get it, obviously I was very excited, because initially it was supposed to start up just as 2 5-hour movies. And Anthony Quinn played Zeus, so I got to work with wonderful legend Anthony Quinn, which was just an incredible experience for me, and remain friends up until his passing, which is actually 14 years ago already. And, you know, it just took off. I mean, they made it into a series right away. They loved what they saw, and we actually passed Baywatch as the most watched TV show in the world. So it was quite an honor to be part of that. And I was just down in Orange County last night doing a thing with the Salvation Army. The Christmas special with these guys. I was one of the hosts of it, and it was pretty cool to meet the guy that was running it. He was from New Zealand, so he said, you know, he grew up watching Hercules, so it's kind of fun for me.
And I got to tell you, too, I mean, 6 years running, and obviously the most watched TV show in the world, airing in 176 countries. You've got a fan in me. Obviously, every opportunity was on TV, even if it was a rerun, I was always watching it. Were you particularly a fan yourself of the sci-fi genre? I mean, because obviously you had a heavy involvement in that for many, many years. Are you a big fan of that genre?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of put Hercules more in the fantasy world, but certainly Andromeda's in the sci-fi world.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of both of those genres. And I was also, you know, as a kid, I read about mythology all the time, and Hercules was my favorite character to read about. So
nice.
To end up, you know, playing him on this TV show for all these years. It was 7 years. It was 6 years for the TV series and 1 year for the 5 2-hour movies that we shot. And, you know, I got to tell people, it's still out there on Netflix. It's still out there on DVD. And for the Andromeda fans, it just came out on Blu-ray about a month ago. And Blu-ray, well, of course, will play on any system, PAL or NTSC. So, and for people who want, you know, autographed copies, I always tell them to go to kevinsorbo.net, kevinsorbo.net, and they get information on, just press the merchandise section. There's all kinds of stuff up there from Hercules, Andromeda, and any of the 50 movies that I've shot.
The avid collector would absolutely love that. During that time from 1993 to 1999, I want to talk to you about this, because this really, when I say and make the comment to you, sir, that not only are you a hero, a larger-than-life hero on screen, but also in real life, 1997, sir, was a very impactful year for you in many, many reasons. It inspired a book that you wrote. Tell me what that was like. I mean, this was life-altering for you and had such a major impact. How did that change things for you in 1997 with your medical history, the 3 strokes, the aneurysm? How did this change things for you?
Drastically. I'm very fortunate to be alive. The doctors said it was a miracle that I wasn't killed or, you know, in a wheelchair the rest of my life. I didn't know that there was an aneurysm inside my shoulder at the time. I was having sort of symptoms and problems, but I didn't pay attention to it until ultimately this aneurysm that was in my upper left shoulder opened up and sent hundreds of clots, you know, through my body, most of them into the arm that the vein was feeding, but the artery was feeding. But unfortunately, 3 of those clots went into my brain. I suffered 3 strokes. And it took me about 3 full years to get 100% recovery on it, so I'm very lucky that way. But, you know, you get 3 blood clots traveling to your brain. They could kill you. They could paralyze you. I mean, there's a number of things they could have done. And I did write a book called True Strength. Once again, people can get that on Amazon. If they want an autographed copy, they can certainly go to kevinsorbo.net once again and just press the merchandise section. A lot of people seem to like that one because they want me to autograph the book for them. So,
definitely.
You know, it made me a lot more patient in my life in one way and not to take things so seriously. And I think it's made me a better husband, a better father to my kids. There's no question.
Coming up in 2017, sir, obviously you've got so many acting credits to your history as well. Coming up in 2017, not only are you starring, writing, and directing, you've got a big movie coming out next year, Let There Be Light. Tell us a little bit about that and what we can expect from that film coming up next year.
Yeah, I started directing back in my Hercules years, so I ended up directing on this one as well. I played the lead in it. My wife co-wrote this script, the script along with Dan Gordon. People know Dan Gordon from some of his bigger movies that he did. He did Denzel Washington, The Hurricane Denzel Washington. He wrote, he was the lead writer and the creator of Highway to Heaven with Michael Landon. I'm a wonderful writer. This is a Christmas movie. I mean, unfortunately, the movie's done being shot, but it's in the bells and whistles department now, so to make it look great and pretty, and that won't get done until the end of February. And it is a Christmas-type movie, so it won't come out until the end of November of next year. And it's a very heavy, sort of faith-based Christmas movie, and I think people will really enjoy it. It's not just your typical soft, sappy Christmas movie. I hate to put it that way, but we're going to get a theatrical release on it. But for other recent movies, I've just opened up, just came out on DVD. I highly recommend for Christmas movie, The Santa Suit. I think people should check it out since it's this year's Christmas season going on right now. The Santa Suit's available on DVD, and I think it's on Netflix as well. And Spirit of the Game deals with basketball going down to Australia in the 1950s. And then I have another movie called Joseph and Mary. And I tell people I play Joseph, stepdad to a kid named Jesus, if they want to check that out as well. So
awesome.
I've been staying busy. I got two other movies lined up for January and February, and we just sold a new TV show to NBC, which we hope gets picked up.
Kevin, I love it. A Herculean effort that continues on, buddy. Real quick, I do want people to know about this. Obviously, a great actor you are. You're an incredible father. You work a lot with kids. A World Fit for Kids has had a lot of success out there in California. Where can people learn more about that that effort that you're doing out there? It's a mentoring model that trains inner city teens to use school, have the proper life out there. Where can we learn more about that and follow that that work for you?
Yeah, we're the number one after school program in the state of California for 19 straight years here now. We work with over 12,000 kids. It's a school district that right now is averaging 54% dropout rate, and the 12,000 kids we deal with every year, we average a 98% graduation rate. So we're doing far better than the public education system is doing. And I go to Washington, D.C. each year to say, why are you not following the model of our program, dealing with fitness and education and life? And, you know, you get the same political answer where they talk a lot and really say nothing. But they can go to worldfitforkids.org. So all the words are spelled out. It's not FOUR, it's FOR, worldfitforkids.org. So I hope they check it out.
Kevin Sorbo, an incredible actor, Hercules, Legendary Journeys, Gene Roddenberry's Andromeda, a new film, Let There Be Light, coming out next year, and of course, a book, True Strength, My Journey from Hercules to Mere Mortal and How Nearly Dying Saved My Life. I encourage everybody to go out there and check it out. Kevin, to you, sir, I wish you a continued incredible career, great health, and buddy, thank you so much for taking time to be on the show this morning with us.
Nice talking to you, Josh, and I hope to get back out to Branson again. I've been there a few times.
We'd love you, man. You're a hero to us. We'd love to see you back here soon.
Thank you, sir.
Take care, buddy.